Is there nobody in? What's that on his wall? He's got an entry phone. Blimey. Oh, goodness me.
Yes? Who is it?
It's John.
Hello?
John.
This is the Ken Worthington Organisation, incorporating Kenny Music.
Oh.
And Worthington Promotions.
Ken?
Hello, who's there?
Hello? Oh, I've got to press the button.
Who is it?
It's John, Ken.
John
Shuttleworth.
Oh, of course, Mr. Shuttleworth. Yes, I've been expecting you. Do come in.
Thank you.
Someone will meet you in reception.
We present The Shuttleworths, Episode 5, John Le Shuttle.
Hey, Ken's hall makes a lovely reception. He's got everything. Magazines, little courtesy bowl of Bombay mix, pipe music. No fish tank and out, but you can't have everything.
Johnny!
Ken!
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
Oh, that's all right.
Has anybody offered you a glass of iced water or a beer, something like that?
No.
No. Well, would you like to be offered one of those things?
Yes.
Or perhaps you'd prefer a Malibu.
Oh, Ken.
Come through.
Right, I will.
Computer.
Oh, what a lovely sofa, Ken. Have you bought a computer?
Yes.
Hey, you've gone all high-tech, haven't you?
Mm.
Entry phone, swivel chair. I see you've taken your curtains down and put up a Venetian blind.
Mm.
What's happening?
I just thought it was high time. This agency underwent a degree of modernisation.
Oh.
Mint Imperial.
No, thank you. But I'll take a couple for Mary, if I may, for later, because she loves them.
Well, you shouldn't really do that, John. You know the offer is made to you, not Mary.
Mm-hmm.
But go on.
Right.
We'll overlook it on this occasion.
Ooh.
Now, how can I help you? I must ask you to be as brief as possible, because I've got my Tai Chi lesson at 1 o'clock.
Oof, Ken, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't move too fast with the times.
Well...
It was only last week that you and I were...
What?
...sharing a portion of Russian fish pie at the garden centre.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Mm.
It was the last one. And we were examining each other's cutlery to see if it was the same, which it was. And then,
excuse me, John. Got a fax coming through.
Right.
Oh, paper jam.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. Oh. Hello. Janet. It's Janet the Roll, John.
Is it?
I've been trying to page you, love. You what? Oh, you're breaking up badly. She's on a mobile, John.
I see.
Listen, Janet, hang up and ring me from a landline.
Mm.
Oh, got to go. They're trying again with the fax.
Yeah.
Oh, I've run out of paper. Chuck us that roll, John.
This one?
That's a croissant. Oh, no.
Calm down, Ken. Get a grip. You see what modernisation's done to you? You're a nervous wreck. Oh, you bought a compass. You must be going hiking.
Wrong, my friend. This is to assist me in the correct sighting of my satellite dish.
Ooh.
That's what everyone buys them for now, didn't you know?
No.
That is progress.
It is.
What's the time in Honolulu?
I've no idea, Ken.
Let's find out, shall we? 2:16 a.m. Now, if I press this button here...
No!
Ow! Get off my wrist!
Sorry, Ken, I thought you were going to...
What?
...wake everybody up in Honolulu.
Oh,
you know, they deserve the rest just as much as everybody else. I realise now that's not what you were going to do.
No.
I just panicked. I'm sorry.
Sophisticated as my PC is, John. That's one thing it cannot do.
Yeah. Well, I think I better go, Ken. Feeling a bit overawed by all this technology.
Yes. Though you never did state your business. Did you want to view some spreadsheets?
No, no.
Send an email to Bono.
Ooh.
Or analyse your projected income for the next quarter. That shouldn't take long.
Well...
Stay and crunch some numbers with me, John.
No, I'm going to the garden centre, Ken.
Oh.
For me dinner.
John.
And I was hoping you'd join me.
Oh.
That's why I called round, Ken. That was my business.
I see.
And there was a time you'd have jumped at the chance.
Yes.
What's happening now?
It's my lunch menu.
Oh.
The computer prints it out every day at this time. Oh, sushi again.
Ooh. I didn't like to admit it, but maybe Ken was right. Times were changing, and I needed to move fast if I wasn't going to be left behind. Just put on my new bum bag, which I bought from a charity shop, for £1.50. Sturdy, modern zip fastener, seals the main pocket. Actually, I should leave it open, because it's time now to insert my new pocket calculator, which I found in a skip. Yeah. Couldn't believe my luck, you know. Well, it's covered in gloss paint, which I suspect has penetrated the insides, because the answers are wrong to even the most simple sums.
Are you going to shut up and eat your dinner?
Yes. Yeah? All right, love, sorry.
You drive me crackers.
Am I? Yeah. Mm. I'm not being very good company, am I, love? All right, I'll shut up and eat my dinner.
Thank you. What are you doing now? What do you keep looking around for?
I'm expecting a phone call.
In the garden centre?
That's right, love. It's imperative.
Oh, sorry. John.
Oh, just nudge Mary's crumble.
You're dead.
But he's still within the dish, love. Sorry. No, Ken has insisted that I remain contactable at all times.
Has he?
And if he needs me, he'll phone. And one of the ladies will page me. Well, he'll probably just tell me. But this is why I need a mobile phone, of course, Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Which one do you fancy?
None of them.
Ooh.
How can you afford a mobile phone? You haven't even got a job.
Oh, Mary, please. Hey, where are you going? She's in the right mood. She's not even stopped to look at the village pump. She's gone straight into the gift shop. But Ken warned this might happen. In modernising my business practice and streamlining my affairs, as I am doing, inevitably, there are going to be casualties. And it looks like my relationship is the first to go. But it can't be helped. And if Mary thinks
John,
that...
Can you come here, please?
Yep. Yeah. All right, love.
Yeah.
Come in.
Thank you.
And Mary was wrong. I could afford a mobile phone. Anyone can nowadays. They're only £4.99. And with my preferred model, you get a free colour television set. Only a 2-inch, but still, you see how technology has advanced. 30 years ago, a telephone was a luxury, and ownership of a colour TV, the ultimate fantasy. Of course, in the 60s, most people had television sets, but they were black and white, and viewing was a hit and miss affair. The horizontal hole kept going, and often we'd find ourselves on the roof, adjusting the aerial. Those with coin-operated sets had their own particular problems. I remember missing the end of an exciting Mick McManus bout on Saturday wrestling because I'd run out of shillings. I never did find out how Mick fared in that contest. Primitive though conditions were, we still had some control over our lives. We had brightness, contrast, but at that stage, no colour. One evening in the late 60s, when I was walking past the local guest house, I saw through a chink in the curtains a colour transmission of the BBC flagship production, War and Peace. The sight of a young Anthony Hopkins, resplendent in a bright blue tunic, holding aloft a glass of port with all its subtle crimson shades, convinced me that I just had to make the switch to colour. But it was pricey, very pricey. Second-hand sets were hard to come by. So, though there was a light at the end of the tunnel, we were still some way off from owning brightness, contrast and colour. It was a great day indeed when I paid the first instalment on the repossessed ITT 26-inch colour set. It took 3 grown men to unload the beast from a colleague's Ford Zephyr, but at last I'd realised my dream. Brightness, contrast and colour. Just been down to the train station to have my new business cards printed. Ken said I should have had holographic ones done because they show up nicely in a dingy nightclub when trying to impress a drunken client. But these were very cheap and they bear my new stage name, John Le Shuttle, which Ken very shrewdly suggested I adopt because Janet Leroux used to be called Janet Rowbottom. Did you know that? Oh, yes. Anyway, Shuttleworth makes me sound like a blacksmith. Whereas, as I'm sure you'll agree, John the Shuttle sends out all the right signals. It can only lead to increased bookings in Europe, the Gulf States, Cairo, places like that. And for this reason, I've got an overnight bag with me, which must remain permanently packed. It contains my passport, a shirt and tie for formal meetings, and my swimming trunks, should I be invited to relax poolside with a record company chief. It's a very, very exciting time for me. Oof, bleeper's going off. That's to tell me to do something and can't remember what it is. Oof, this bag's a bit heavy. I'm going to have to sit down on a bench because I'm in the park. Oh, that's what I've got to... yeah, I've got to ring Ken to tell him I'm in the park. Oh, this is a big 10p. Oh, it's my new compass. It's a shame that I've got to use it to set up my satellite dish. I'd quite like to go on a little ramble. Use it to plot my course as I make my way down the bank to the reservoir to check the level, because I tend to zigzag, you know. Oh, it's very windy. Don't know if you can hear. It's a nice chance for trees to converse with each other, isn't it? Because it must be quite lonely being a tree when it's still. Shame they all have to speak at once, though. No, but you know what I mean. Still, it's a very simple and effective means of communication.
Ken Worthington here. I'm afraid the office is currently unmanned because my computer's gone down and my fax is broken as well.
Oh.
So don't press your button when you hear the tone. If you do need to... Start again.
Oh.
No, if you do need to contact me, and only urgent business, please. I can be found at the garden centre where I've come for my tea. Bye.
Ken, it's John. I'll see you in a minute. I'm going to the garden centre for my tea with Ken. Well, I think we've had enough progress for one day, don't you?
Someone made a wheel and it began a revolution. Steam power, electricity and nuclear fusion. The photon, the croton, the old age pension. Sliced bread, which in my view remains the best invention. It isn't it, really? Polyfiller, the umbrella, the petrol engine, and every new discovery is accepted without question. Apple Macintoshes, I preferred wind cheaters, even my daily pinters being threatened by half litres. You surf on the internet, and I'll surf internetos. You keep marching on, my friends, I'll go which way the wind blows. Cafetieres and cappuccinos, well, someone had to invent those. So you surf on the internet, and I'll surf internetos.
The Shuttleworths was written and performed by Graham Fellows, and produced by Paul Schlesinger.